This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You got money in politics. You got money and politics. And then you got politics and money and influence. It's that last item with which we begin today, the increasing visibility and pressure that Hillary Clinton finds herself under as a result of the dealings of the Clinton Foundation while she was Secretary of State and now potentially as president. After years of the foundation taking and thriving with foreign donations, former President Bill Clinton announced some changes today. The biggest of them is that if his wife wins, the foundation will only take money from American citizens, permanent residents, and U.S.-based independent foundations. Steve Eder has covered the Clinton Foundation and this year's election for the New York Times. Steve, good to have you with us.
Happy to be here.
Bill Clinton came out today and made some changes with what the Clinton Foundation is going to do. The question has to be, what do you suppose took them so long to realize that this was a big political problem for them?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily something that's brand new. I mean, certainly there's a long history here as you look back on the Clinton Foundation and the political context, you know, where there have been concerns that have been raised about the foundation and how it interacts with donors, how that might affect official business of the Clintons. And these issues have been out there for quite a while. And, you know, now in these final months of the campaign, you know, it appears that the foundation is just starting to announce some things that, you know, will start to show how this might look down the road.
We should say here that there's a new batch of emails out today showing more interacting and coordinating, I suppose, between the foundation staff and Secretary Clinton's staff when she was at the State Department.
Yeah, and this is sort of the latest, you know, in a series of these types of emails that show, you know, interaction with the staff, with overlapping to some extent with the foundation and the State Department. And, you know, when you take all of these together, it has, you know, sort of underscores the issue for the campaign in trying to explain these relationships and explain the work of the foundation, you know, make some sense of something that voters, you know, polling shows that voters are skeptical.
In your reporting, talk to me about some of the red flags that have come up, some of the examples of interactions, donations that might raise some questions.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Well, one of them that's come up recently, you know, was a case of a Lebanese-Nigerian businessman. He has quite a few interests around the world, and he had been a contributor in the $1 to $5 million range. And there was a batch of emails that showed how one of the top aides to President Clinton had reached out to a top State Department aide and said, hey, this guy, you know, would like to speak with a high-level person, and, you know, it's an important issue. And you sort of see some of the you know, facilitating of that. It doesn't appear that happened. But, you know, that raises that question of, you know, was there preferential special treatment here? What we found out later from the businessman was that, hey, I was just trying to provide some information to the U.S. government related to the Lebanese elections in 2009. Hmm. But it's things like that that tend to, you know, that have tended to come up where, you know, sort of that overlapping of interests, the overlapping of spheres between foundation and official.
What have the Clintons said? What has the foundation said about Mrs. Clinton's time as Secretary of State and why all of this was okay when she was the nation's top diplomat, but not okay now that she's running for office herself?
Well, I think that there's a couple things, too, that come up here. I mean, when she was Secretary of State, she had essentially came to an agreement. There, you know, this was obviously a concern, very much like it is now, was a concern then. It had come to an agreement that she was going to separate herself from mm-hmm. foundation work. That was, you know, highly publicized, discussed at the time. You know, the questions now are being raised about how much separation there really was, mm-hmm. and these emails tend to highlight the kinds of things that make the, you know, critics uncomfortable. And also, I mean, look, this has certainly been something that the Clinton campaign has had to contend with, you know, throughout, and from Mr. Trump and others as they waged their way through this.
Steve Eder is an investigative correspondent at the New York Times covering the election this time around. Steve, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.